Today, we're discussing the literary analysis for Chapter 1. Exemplars from every class have been chosen, and we'll read their responses. If you need to stop the recording at any time, simply hit pause. If you need to go back and listen to something that was said previously, hit rewind. All right, let's get started.
Question 2, the question asks, what are the different classes of people in Orisha? Why are the three different classes of people? What distinguishes one group from another? Explain at least two ways in support with textual evidence. And as an answer, I put, the three classes of people are the Divine, Magi, and Kosadan. The Divine are the kids of the Magi. The Magi are the people with magic. And the Kosadan are the normal people. The Magi and the Divine have white hair, and that's the main trait that they got. On page 15, it talks about how the Magi were wiped out and how the Divine lost their magic.
How does Mama Agbo's conflict affect Zaylee? What might Zaylee's reaction reveal about her character? Explain and support with textual evidence. When the soldiers tell Mama Agba she has to pay more taxes for her maggots, Zaylee gets very angry, even to the point where on page 10 she talks about hitting the guard or soldier, because those are the people, the Kosadan, who killed her parents.
What weapon does Mama Agba require the girls to fight with? Why? What may be the deeper meaning of this weapon? Explain and support with evidence from the text. Mama Agba requires the girls to use staffs. They are wooden poles that they have to fight with. On page 16, your opponent carries swords. Why do I train you in the arts of the staffs? It avoids rather than it hurts. Its deeper meaning is that she saw the Magi being wiped out by these weapons, so she teaches her students to defend themselves without killing. It reveals that Mama Agba values life. Did I do it?
Okay. Summarize the raid mentioned throughout the first chapter. How does this event affect the characters of the story and their current lives? Support with textual evidence. I put, the raid was when King Saran killed all the Magi in Orisha. He also ended magic. The raid still scares Zaylee and hurts her to think about it. The raid also is oppressor because the fear that it conjures the diviners that's still alive. Quoted, I close my eyes, fighting back the tears that won't want to fall, the chain that they jerked around Mama's neck, the blood dripping into the dirt. Page 15. The silent memories of the raid fill the reed hut, drenching the air with grief.
And how does this raid affect the characters in the story, like Zaylee in her current life?
It makes her angry.
All right. Thank you.
Interpret Mama Agba's quote. I teach you to be warriors in the garden so you will never be gardeners in the war. What is the deeper meaning of her quote? What does she mean? Support with evidence from the text. Mama Agba must mean that she wants the girls to be protectors instead of being protected. I quote, I give you strength to fight, but you all must learn the strength of restraint. Page 16. You must defend those who can't defend themselves. Page 16.